This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Moscow, dozens of people are dead in a double suicide attack in the city's crowded subway system. It's the worst attack on the capital in 6 years. The blasts were about 40 minutes apart and took place during the crowded morning rush hour. Joining us now from Moscow is Los Angeles Times Bureau Chief Megan Stack. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened this morning, what you know as of now.
The first explosion went off at about 8 o'clock in the morning as a crowded metro train was pulling into the Lubyanka station. Just as the doors were closing, a female suicide bomber on the train set off her charge. About 40 minutes later, across town at another metro station called Park Kultury, another female suicide bomber set off her explosion. And the numbers now, they keep changing, but the numbers at this time are coming in at 37 killed and 65 injured between the two attacks.
And when these attacks occurred, what happened? I mean, it would seem like all panic broke loose.
Reports from the scene are that it was very panicked, that there was smoke and haze and people were hysterical and just stumbling toward the escalators trying to get out of the station. Can you imagine? It's rush hour and these metro trains and stations are usually just packed with commuters. And they're dark, they're underground, so I'm sure it was just pandemonium.
Beyond the fact that these bombers were both women, what do you know about them?
So far, there is very little known about the bombers. The mayor of Moscow told reporters that they were both women. Investigators have also announced that they're looking for two women who they think, based on surveillance camera footage, accompanied the bombers to the doors of the metro station when they first entered the metro system.
Has anyone, though, at this point taken responsibility for the bombings?
So far, there are no good claims of responsibility for the bombings. Focus is definitely on the southern areas of Russia, largely Muslim areas where there is a strong history of violence. Of course, Russia has fought two wars recently with the Republic of Chechnya. Chechnya is now more stable than it was, although a lot of that violence has spilled over into neighboring republics of Ingushetia and Dagestan. So the area known as the Caucasus is certainly being scrutinized now as a possible source of the bombings. Officials are talking very openly about their suspicions that the attackers might have come from one of these groups. There is particular attention being paid to an Islamist leader by the name of Doku Umarov, who just a few months ago in February gave an interview in which he said that violence would no longer be limited to the southern part of Russia, that he planned to bring some of the fighting into the Russian heartland. His exact quote was, "Blood will come to their cities."
Now, I mentioned another attack 6 years ago in 2004. What happened then?
Well, that was also a metro bombing. That was a male suicide bomber who blew himself up, killed 41 people on a metro train. The investigation eventually revealed the involvement of a pair of Chechen-trained Islamists who are now serving life in prison here in Russia. And a Chechen group said that the attack was revenge for Chechens who'd been killed by Russian troops in the fighting in southern Russia.
Well, just one last question. How is the mood there in Moscow this morning?
Well, people are very upset. It's been 6 years since there has been an attack in Moscow. I think for many Russians, it's one thing to have violence in the southern parts of the country. They're quite far away and historically are very turbulent areas. So people feel like, well, if it's down there, it's not really part of our daily lives. We are not involved. It's an entirely different thing when you attack the heart of Moscow. People are very emotional about it. They feel threatened. They feel there's certainly an expectation that the government will do something dramatic to increase their security. People are not taking it very well at all.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Megan Stack is the Moscow Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times.